Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You're just one of the side.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap box. But for me to rap like a computer, must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket, my pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit, made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office, with Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC, still as honest, but as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic,
kill them all.
This flippity, gibbity, hibbity, hip-hop, you don't really want to get into a piss and match with the trappity, rat pack and the Mac and the back of the yak, backpack, rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad for the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that fun, that fun.
Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will it be true for the blueprints? To be raging you for the exuberance? Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Yeah, I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, WAQK.Rin, Yella Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flames. Off a planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label if you're gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR.
Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton.
No, Asgard, Asgard. But you be Thor and I be Odin. Be Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in a chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though. And I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal, fuck being normal. And I just brought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot you. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. They were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24-7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed. Summer, lama, duma, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is sick of singing off of me. And it'll glue to you and devastating more than ever. Demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating. Never
fading, and I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get them motivated, I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they can use it. It's not hip hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it. With rock, shock rap, with dark. Throw and lose yourself, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtain from inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice versions to, school flunky, pill junkie, but look at the accolades, these skills grown me, full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself, cause I make me do what I put my mind to, when I'm a million leagues above you. Ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk, Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice, still chunky but funky. But in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils, and here's what they want from me. They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life can't and you limits, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? Don't mistake if it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation. Just trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
As a reminder to find this show contains adult language, listener discretion is advised. Probably better to say listeners, because you can listen, you just can't watch. Unless you've seen all the stuff for upcoming events, if you're watching on that part. So, good evening 2016. So, welcome to the new year and the first episode of the year of WFSR Aftermath. Why you said screw the new year? Just to say.
You normally say stuff like that when I say something.
Yeah, that's true.
See?
Well, honest enough, but anyways. Yep, anywho, so I know a lot of people putting out there, they expect this to happen in 2016. They expect this and they expect that. But what will I expect for, like, wrestling overall? I did kind of put up somewhat of a post, like, just the only thing I expect for wrestling is, like, some of these marks just need to calm down sometimes. I know, it's not going to happen.
Oh, dude, that'll keep us laughing through you.
Yeah, but at least they give me a whole bunch of material for the smarks list.
That is very true.
So we do need the smarks around. But, hey, it's wishful thinking. You can do nothing but hope. Exactly. Which probably, you know, never happened. But anyways, before we keep going on with the smarts, although we can do this all day about the smarts, I would say that for the smarts list. And I do apologize for the past couple of weeks. Normally I do like Q&A. I'm just saying, just been, other stuff been going on. So this Friday as well, put out on my Facebook for like wrestling Q&A. To see what y'all response and stuff like that. And I know I haven't been on my blog for a while.
Yeah. Outrageous.
What do you mean outrageous?
You heard me outrageous.
The amount that they paying me sucks.
Then do more and they'll pay you more.
This is like I had to do like, get like a million people just to follow one thing. I just think some of this stuff, when it comes to the internet, you want to do blogs and stuff, and they pay you to do it. It's mainly like a ripoff. They just need to do better. Just put it that way. Earlier today, I don't know if it was like this past weekend or it was like last week, but Tyrus, a.k.a. Brodus Clay, I guess they were saying, like, the year in review of 2015 on some Fox show or whatever. And I guess Tyrus had picked a subject, so we're just going to play that and just hear what the whole conversation of that was going on.
Yeah. All right.
Just give me a second here.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's kind of weird. So I might just have to look for it another way. So I'm... I'll find it. I'll probably have to play it like. Let's see. I know where I can find it at. Yeah. Won't you talk to? Everybody's busy. Okay, yeah, just give me a second here. I know I can find it, and I just don't know why just. Didn't play.
Basically, the interview was he started talking about the Black Lives Matter movement.
Right.
And he actually has some very valid points, I saw, in what he said.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Found it. So,
Black Lives Matter.
Let's replay that.
What is your favorite story or what your pick? I went with, Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I made a shirt because that's what I do in my free time when
yes.
I'm not fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My life matters with a big brain.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Because what it basically comes down to is compliance
mm-hmm.
and resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at, I would say, 99% of all the video stuff that you've seen, when you've seen police brutality and things like that, it's during what? Noncompliance.
Right.
And what that simply means, I'm 6'8". 390 business pounds.
Yeah.
I'm light skinned. I have a beard. I listen to music loud. When I get pulled over,
mm-hmm.
it's never fun.
Yeah.
It sucks for me.
Yeah.
Because the cop gets out and goes, ugh, because he'll see this sitting there.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to go, ugh. Because he doesn't know.
Right.
There's a giant tattoo, and he has to investigate to see who I am and what I'm about.
Yeah.
Hands are on the steering wheel. I ask to do everything. If he asks me to get out of the car, I get out of the car.
Right.
That's compliance.
Yeah.
In all these cases, they're not, it's simple.
That must be great when you get out of the car.
Oh, it's awesome. For him.
Yes.
Because he does, and it's not this, it's.
Yes.
And I do this amazing thing, because then I go,
yeah.
Would you like to do, officer?
Yeah.
Know, and, but I'm being compliant. Do
right.
I like it?
Yeah.
No. But it's not, he's the officer, he's the police.
Right.
It's the law. He has the right to investigate. When I'm compliant, nothing bad's going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my
point.
Moment to yeah. resist arrest, and when everyone videotapes me resisting arrest and being taken down, that's where bad things happen.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make me Rosa Parks.
Right.
That makes me a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with color. And I just want to make one thing that really bothered me. Like last night I talked to several, I wanted some more information because I'm on one side of it. I'm not a police officer.
Right.
So I actually had a chance to talk to a few of police officers. And the number one thing they all said, none of them knew each other and they were different colors and origins, whatever, said the same thing. Black Lives Matter is an insult to every guy who puts on a badge and runs to those bullets being fired in those neighborhoods. And these are high crime areas.
Yeah.
These are things that are happening. They're in a war.
Yeah.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
So my argument or my challenge would be to black life leaders, which is not many of them. I mean, even the Johnny Come Lately, like Jesse Jackson didn't get involved. You know what's bad
yeah.
when Jesse Jackson, who's never wanted a free lunch in his life, not going to come to something. For them to be cops for a week.
Yeah.
For them to roll around these neighborhoods and see what they go through.
Yeah.
Because it's not okay. The resistance and the videotapes, our system is designed for us. So if you're arresting me and you're rough with me and it's on video, I go through the proper channels, I will sue you.
Yes.
You won't have your job anymore.
That is true.
But me fighting you back and picking that moment to be, and most people that are resistant is because they have something to hide.
I think there's always, you know, there's bad apples in every profession.
Mm-hmm.
It's really been exacerbated this year by showing these, you know, few and far between, I think, situations. And, you know, it's also interesting because when the Democratic candidates are asked, do Black Lives Matter or do All Lives Matter? They feel compelled now to say that Black Lives Matter. And, you know, my daughter was watching that one night. She's 12 years old. She said, Mommy, does that mean my life doesn't matter? I mean, it's crazy. When
and you
think
said
about
yes,
it.
Which well, is a terrible thing for a mother to say.
But I mean, it is a crazy thing. Of course all lives matter.
And I'll just real quick, when you say, like, I feel oppressed, right, because I'm the only guy with a beard and a chain on this panel.
Yes.
When you feel oppressed and you segregate, if they would have said justice for all or justice for one, the average guy who picks up the newspaper or, hey, maybe I want to be a part of this. But once you read Black Lives Matter, you automatically, if you're white, Hispanic, Asian, gorilla, whatever you want to be, you're going to be like, that's not for me.
Yeah.
You're segregating.
That's true.
And it's not, it's just not a good thing.
Yes. Less division, more unity.
Okay, I know you were just saying, we was talking about this earlier, and you had your, you like what he said and things like that, so, like, what was your thoughts?
My thought is this, is that I agree with what he's saying when it comes to a lot of the incidents that have happened. A lot of the cases have been someone breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
And you break the law and don't do as you are told, then things are going to happen. Should people get shot? Absolutely not. I do not agree with that. I really don't. You know, there are other things that could be done. But if you're giving the police force the power to carry a gun and you don't do what you are told to, then you've got to expect there is a possibility that police officer is going to draw his gun on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are there cases where a total innocent person has been killed by a police officer? Absolutely.
Right.
Dante Hamilton.
Yeah, what happened down here in Milwaukee, yeah.
And people were saying that he shouldn't have reached for the police officer. Maybe he shouldn't have, but when you are, and you can appreciate this, when you suffer with mental health disorders and you are not taking your meds, your brain just don't work how it's supposed to.
Right, it's out there.
And my whole thing in regards to that is the police officer involved, if he had bothered listening to the radio reports that had happened during the day leading up to that, other police officers had already been to check on Dante Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, you know, he's a homeless, we believe he's a homeless guy, he's just sleeping, he's not doing anybody any harm. We'll go check back on him later. But this cop decided to play commando and sadly ended up with the death of Dante Hamilton. But there are so many others that you see who they're told to stop what they're doing.
Like with the Michael Brown case.
Yeah, or who lunge for someone's gun and everything. Now, the case in Chicago, to me, is different of the kid who got shot in the street. Yeah, he was walking down the middle of the street and he was carrying a knife. He shouldn't have been doing that at all. But, to me, something is terribly wrong when it takes a court order for the police department to release the video. The police department still haven't released the audio that goes along with that video. And the police officer who did the shooting said that the kid lunged at him with a gun. There was no lunging. There was nothing like that at all. And the kid got shot 16 times, including by the police officer standing over him shooting him while he was down. That is beyond wrong, and I'm glad the cop got charged with murder, because to me that's murder. That
oh,
really
he did get charged?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it only came after so much outcry. So my thing is that, yeah, there are bad police officers, just as there are bad soldiers, there's bad Marines, there's bad black people, there's bad white people, there's bad Hispanic people, there's bad judges, there's bad attorneys, there's just bad all over.
Right.
But don't tar everybody with the same brush. And stop playing that your little person who got killed is innocent in all of this. Take some accountability. There are 9 times out of 10 when somebody is shot by a police officer, it is because they have failed to comply and have done something wrong. And while we're on about that, people going on about how the police are trying to kill the black man and everything, 75% of police shootings are against white men. I'm just putting that out there.
No, that's good. That's putting it out there because probably half these people probably didn't even know that.
Nope.
And it's like, because Dave Hero was the one that put this out there. And I see, like, some people that was staying on there is like, of course, they was like, yeah, we understand. He made a good point. There are some people like, I'm going to get stopped no matter where I go. And black lives do matter.
Every fucking life, excuse my language, but that's why we have the warning.
Mm-hmm.
Every life matters. My life matters if I set foot outside that front door. My son's life matters. Your life matters. Are black people discriminated against more than white people? Yes, they are.
And
but then it's up to you to do something to help change that.
Exactly.
One, don't stand around our freaking liquor store on the corner
looking suspect.
Looking like you're dealing drugs. Because you're going to get stopped by the cops.
But some of them, I know they haven't stopped them yet, but.
No, they have.
Oh, they have?
They get stopped a lot and searched. And a lot of them are just guys hanging out because they got nothing else to do.
Right.
But then that's the other thing. Make things for people to do. Make it so it's affordable for people to go to the gym and other things like that. You know, stop blaming your color of your skin for every opportunity that you have missed. If you didn't graduate school so you can't get a job, that's on your shoulders. Go back. MATC and a bunch of other places will help you get your GED for free.
Yeah, especially if you were like a high school dropout.
Yeah. The other thing is stop thinking it's a glamorous lifestyle being a drug dealer and all this stuff.
Which is not, because if it was a glamorous life, you wouldn't be working at all. You'll just get money just like that. Which
and no
you
offense. If you claim to be a big rap star and you still are making demos in your mama's basement, you ain't pushing it hard enough and you ain't going to make it. Get out there, go to the club, hang over your mixtape, do something.
Right, because putting out a whole bunch of mixtapes and you didn't get signed, it's not going to do anything. Because
I would say this, a few months back, the guys who live across the street from us made a rap video outside their grandma's house.
Oh.
That rap video, when I sadly had the misfortune of being at Robert's dad's, we watched that music show, which has got all Milwaukee artists.
Oh, like on Saturday night, yeah.
That video has been on there 4 times. It's kind of funny because I can see my house and I just go crazy. Ah, it's my house! But either way, it's been on there. You know, there are people who are trying their best to become something, and more power to them. They're making videos out here and getting hold of this TV show and saying, put it on there, put it on there, put it on there, put it on there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going around to the club saying, play this, play this, play this. That's what you've got to do. Don't sit there thinking all these big producers are going to come to your house.
Or think somebody's going to, or you're trying to sell them like on a corner or whatever, think you're going to make fast money and like, nobody never heard of you.
Push your songs. Go to the local radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, we host wrestling shows. Come to us and say, before your show starts, could you have my song, ask your guy who's doing the music to play my song for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And this is what I would do is, like, if any local artists or anything like that got, like, songs, like, they want to put out there, send them to me. I'll put them on the website like we used to do
in
the past. We'll make like an archive of like video, like songs or music video from local artists. Like, let us know.
We're all for pushing and helping people get their dreams. But my whole point is, and what I was saying is, don't sit there thinking that the world owes you. You've got to make your dreams happen.
Or success is going to happen.
Yeah.
Just like that. Which it ain't. It takes hard work and it's going to take some time.
And you can't rely on American Idol. They're ending. So just...
Thank God.
I know, that's a topic for a whole different show.
Mm-hmm. But it's just... The point is like... Don't look suspect. Don't be a lazy ass. Do something with your life. But don't think, oh, drug dealing and stuff like that is like easy money, which if it was, you got to be out there every day. It's the same thing like you're working at a job. You got to be working every day to make money. At least when you get a job, you work legally, not illegally.
Now, my whole thing is if you're hustling because and you are providing for your family, keep it on the low key. Don't be out there on Facebook showing yourself holding wads of fucking cash and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it on the low key. Simple as that. Because everybody has to make money, and I'm sure everybody's done things to make money they're not proud of. You know what I mean?
Right. If there's jobs out there that's not hiring, then keep trying. I've just been recently joined by this group called Milwaukee Gigs that's like, they just putting like jobs out there. It's like, do you want to make this amount an hour and do you want to work this job? From what I was reading, it's like, I tag into some people because like, maybe some people can like get the word out there that they doing this group, this is going on, and
the fact
that's
is that. You know, it's sadly that whole thing of where everybody looked out for each other and you passed on information like, oh, so-and-so's hired. Oh, thanks. Great. Thanks for letting me know.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to have gone out the window. Everybody's keeping their little secrets to themselves. Instead of making, like you, as we've said before, instead of making your community a better place by helping each other and all this lot, people are just wanting to hide things and keep things secret and stuff. And it's a shame because it just is a shame. It's like everybody's, I understand you've got to look out for yourself and, you know, your family comes first and stuff. But what about, you know, helping out your neighbor so that perhaps he doesn't have to go and deal. And so then all the bad, you know, all the cars who are coming to your neighborhood to buy drugs for him, then stop. So then people start thinking, okay, this isn't such a bad place to live.
Exactly. I know we were off the subject of this, but it's just like Tyrus, of course, y'all know him from being TNA Impact, which, speaking of TNA, they're going to be on a new network tomorrow, I think it's like 8 o'clock on Pop TV. You can find the channel on Time Warner Cable. It's like a regular channel, like a basic channel. Also, you can find it on the Dish Network and also on DirecTV as well. So, kind of like a big month in wrestling with all these, like, season premieres and all that stuff. With Underground on the 27th and got NXT that's probably going to be returning, probably not this week, but, like, next week. And they start touring, like, here in Milwaukee next week as well, which is going to be pretty good. And I managed to get a ticket to go to one of them. Thank you for the Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thank the other person I helped in as well. But normally she'll be part of the show, but... what more can you do? But anyways... I updated the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.org, with like a whole bunch of events that's going on, not just in the area, but just like all around the world, including in Australia and in England, actually. There was some few interesting flyers that I saw from England that was like, man, I want to go to this show. But check that out. There's possible there probably will be a show next week, so I will let y'all know probably days beforehand on the network. The Royal Rumble should be interesting now that we know that the WWE Championship will be defended. So we'll talk about that another time, or probably like have a blog out for us, so watch out for that. Also, look for us on Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, and Twitter. Until then, from Hazel, this is Artrell. Y'all have a good night, have a good week, and we might be on here next week, but I'll let y'all know a few days ahead. Good night, everybody.